Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He can come down the bench and he can yell in my ear.
5 seconds later, he was tossing me back out there because he knew that I was going to get the message. That's interesting, and I've had coaches throughout my entire hockey career, some that are able to do that, some that have maybe struggled with in the past. I mean, I obviously had a really good relationship with Don. I've known him since I was 16 years old, and so that's maybe different for me opposed to other guys on the team. But if you're able to get coach that's able to do that with every guy, it's really big, and it helps a lot. And it's not just me as a rookie. I mean, he would get into it with older guys too on the bench, and he would make sure that they're playing at their best, and it is really important for a coach to be able to do that.
Alex Tuch has Gerard Gallant experience. What will the Sabres do? Yesterday, as you may have heard, Kevin Adams live on WGR talking about experience being necessary in whoever the Bills, the Sabres go with as their next head coach.
Yeah. So definitively speaking about his criteria for hiring a coach that, you know, I don't have to be right about this, but it felt very much to me like he's walking out of that room with somebody like in his mind that he knows is wants this job. Because I don't think if they had a clear blank slate to hire this coach, which, you know, they could choose to do, but Adams cut that off at the pass yesterday by saying plainly, like, this is a requirement. I don't know if he used the word requirement, but I mean, it sure sounds like that. I mean, I know teams can do anything they want in the end, but if they try to get up there to announce a college coach or their Rochester coach, Seth Appert, like, Adams is going to get lit on fire because he said plainly, my goal is to do this. So I feel like he wouldn't have spoken that definitively about that criteria if he didn't have something in his hip pocket that he felt really as close to certain, if not definitively certain, about.
Gallant probably works.
Yeah.
Experience, been around a long time. He would easily meet the criteria we think Adams was sort of laying out, thinking about. But he might have someone else in mind. We'll find out soon enough. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. David is next. Hello, David.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Yeah. So it sounded like nobody's really made the Brian Thomas Jr. case yet for the Bills, from what I've heard, and kind of with all the absolute slander that occurred at the beginning of the show. I kind of just wanted to call up and be the Brian Thomas Jr. advocate.
Absolute slander. Can you give me an example of the absolute slander that was represented on this show about Brian Thomas Jr.? I think I said he's not my favorite idea anymore. Is that absolute slander?
No. It ignores his unique set of elusiveness and size that I think is a combination that no other wide receiver in this draft has. To me, he's got more of a quick twitch than either like Harrison or Odunze. You kind of can see in both route running and in his yak. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I really liked his timing with Jaden Daniels way more than even like Neighbors. And it just seems like he can get open in like a ton of different ways. You kind of have brought up the yards per route. And this it might be kind of like somewhat excuse making, but you can only run as far as the end zone. Like, he had plenty of like 30-yard TDs that would have been 50-yard TDs. And like, nobody brings up his 17 touch. Oh, sorry. I guess nobody that I've heard kind of talked about 17 touchdowns, but like at some point I feel like those have to factor in. And if we take like a single stat, like yards per route, like I'm not sure that kind of properly factors that in.
Well, thank you. You know, points taken. It one thing that I said earlier that I think is there is with so much information and available tape and everything that we have now, think about all the people who are analyzing this stuff, and so many fans are doing it like David and to whatever extent ourselves. You can find whatever it is you want, good or bad, about guys. Mm-hmm. My truth is numbers. And I know that it's a good line. Like, you can't run, you can run past the end zone, but they don't count that. Right. Or Joe tweeting highlights of A.D. Mitchell being open and the throw is 5 yards off. But it is what it is. Scott Barrett, receivers drafted in the first three rounds in the last 4 years with a career yards per out run under 2.0. Get ready. Amari Rodgers, Tyquan Thornton, Devin Duvernay, Jonathan Mingo, Terrace Marshall, Michael Wilson, Chase Claypool, Josh Palmer, Van Jefferson. That's all of them. Thomas is in that club. Against man coverage, Nick Pentecoff, Udunze 4.16, Franklin 4.02, Thomas 2.04. And touchdowns for me traditionally are a red flag, not because touchdowns are bad, but because they're just small sample. So I'm sure the tape is amazing. He's going in the first round. He will be drafted in the first round, maybe even in the top half of the first round. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't draft a guy with these statistical comps ever. Maybe on Saturday. But I'd always have someone else. It wouldn't get to that point. Someone else would pick Brian Thomas in my draft.
Right. Yeah. I don't have a whole speech laid out. I respect this analysis that Mike is telling you about from the different analysts that he's looking at. I'm just worried about getting the guy that's sort of in the middle. Like I like more the idea. You've got the top three guys, and then you've got this bunch of guys that you can pick one out of that you like. If you stay put or only move a little, and Thomas could end up there if he takes a tumble, but I don't know. Like I'm more, I guess, and this is not analytical at all. Go big or go home. Like if I'm going to trade up, I'm going to trade up for the guy that's pretty good that I can get at 15 or 18. How much other stuff do I have in my arsenal to throw in here that I can go all the way up to get a guy that doesn't have any red flag? Right, that's those top three dudes are almost flawless. I'll bet you can. I mean, we're hearing today mysterious off the field issues with neighbors or something. I mean, it's that season here. I feel like any one of the other three guys from a on the field football playing the position of wide receiver standpoint, you've got a guy that's going to step in and catch 80 balls. And I don't know about Brian Thomas Jr., about route running and whether he's as plug and playable to be warranting giving up in a year where I have to replenish any draft capital. Like if I'm going to give up draft capital, I guess I'm telling you I'd give up more to go get the guy that doesn't need the ramp up time. I think that's called for because of where the Bills are at the position, on their timeline, their quarterback. That's it. Like I don't trust it enough to take him in the middle. I guess, this logic would dictate that if he were there at 20, if he falls all the way to 28 and he's the highest rated guy, then you should just do that. But the ramp up thing worries me about him.
Everybody would, your word from earlier, laud you if he slipped to 28 and the Bills just sat there and made that pick, that you didn't trade up, you didn't have to, you got the number four rated guy, all of that. I just think I would be nervous no matter where you picked them. Thank you, David. Good job. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Dave is next. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you.
Question for you. How many, if the Bills were to try to flip picks in the first round, how many picks do you think they could move up if they were to trade Dawson Knox, throw him in, because he has kind of a high cap hit?
Yeah.
Or even Kaiir Elam.
I don't think either guy has much value at all in a trade to increase your draft capital. Not that you said it. The contract is a deterrent. Like if Knox were on the, you know, at the tail end or like on a more modest contract, that's it. I don't need the timing of his extension or whatever. If he were on a more modest contract, then maybe. But I don't know what the appeal then would even be. I mean, I think you might be looking at the draft thinking, I can find a guy that does that and he'll be on a rookie contract and I'll draft him in the third or fourth round like Knox was drafted. I don't think there's a lot of value there at all. And Elam is a ghost. I mean, I if some team really liked him and it's more of a scheme fit, more man press coverage, maybe you can get something. But man, it's nothing but a throw in to me in a deal. If you're using Elam in a draft day trade up the board, to me, it's the equivalent of a seventh round pick.
Yeah, he goes for a day three pick, but you don't really need day three picks. You know, you would do it just to give him.
We already got a bunch of them here.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
A new start. But, yeah, the Knox contract is really tough. It never made sense to me. Just never commanded targets. Now you have Kincaid, too, to sort of mute him somewhat further. It's $24 million dead cap this year and $16.9 next. So this is not even like 1 year away from giving you that out. Thanks, Dave. I mean, it's sort of logical, right? Trade guys to move up. We've had a couple of good conversations about who can maybe the Bills trade to do that. And the best name I heard, best idea I heard for that was Matt Milano, and I think most people would rather not. So, you know, fine. But Cordy Glenn, in retrospect at least, seemed kind of perfect for that. And, you know, the Bills on the inside had doubts about where he was going in his career, and they were able to make a key move with him toward Josh Allen. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.